Here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 19th of December, 2015. It's the birthday of Italo Svevo, born on this day in Trieste, Italy, 1861. Bank clerk, wanted to improve his English, hired a tutor, who turned out to be James Joyce, who came to believe that Svevo was a genius, encouraged him to write, and Svevo wrote the book for which he's known, Confessions of Zeno, a memoir of a man undergoing psychoanalysis, considered one of the great Italian novels of the 20th century. It's the birthday of Eleanor Hodgman Porter, Littleton, New Hampshire, 1868, a popular writer whose most popular book was Pollyanna, 1913, young girl who looks for the good in even the darkest day and the worst hardships. And within a decade, the word Pollyanna entered the lexicon. Miss Porter said, "People have thought that Pollyanna chirped that she was glad at everything. I have never believed that we ought to deny discomfort and pain and evil. I have merely thought that it is far better to greet the unknown with a cheer." It's the birthday of Edith Piaf, born in Paris, 1915. Her mother was a cafe singer. Her father was a street performer, acrobat, contortionist. As a girl, she was sent to her grandmother's brothel, where she was raised by prostitutes. She became an international singing star with songs like La Vie en Rose and Non je ne regrette rien, died at the age of 47. 40,000 mourners joined her funeral procession in Paris. It's the birthday of Maria Sandford, born in Saybrook, Connecticut, 1836. She became one of the first female college professors in the country. She was the first woman to deliver a commencement speech at a university. She taught at the University of Minnesota, where on her 80th birthday, someone gave a speech that described her as vehement and gusty, leonine, hale, and lusty. Here's a poem for today by Grace Paley. I had thought the tumors. I had thought the tumors on my spine would kill me, but the tumors on my head seemed to be extraordinarily competitive this week. For the past 20 or 30 years, I have eaten the freshest, most organic and colorful fruits and vegetables. I did not drink. I did drink one small glass of red wine with dinner nearly every day, as suggested by the New York Times. I should have taken longer walks, but obviously I have done something wrong. I don't mean morally or ethically or geographically. I did not live near a nuclear graveyard or under a coal stack, nor did I allow my children to do so. I lived in a city no worse than any other great and famous city. I lived one story above a street that led cabs and ambulances to the local hospital. That didn't seem so bad and was often convenient. In any event, I am already old and therefore a little ashamed to have written this poem full of complaints against mortality, which biological fact I have been constructed for to hand on to my children and grandchildren as I received it from my dear mother and father and beloved grandmother, who all, if I remember it, were in great pain at leaving and were furiously saying goodbye. A poem by Grace Paley, I Had Thought the Tumors, from her collection Fidelity, published by Etruscan Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes Store or listen at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.